Ervin Perkhes Mishnah Dalit. Hanoisin is a ruva bebeishar. If a person puts his eruv in a beishar, beishar is a place where the watcher of the chotzer, the people shouldn't enter from a shasarabim, he would stay there. So this place really is not a makum dira. By an eruv, we're dealing with eruvei chatzerus here. All the people that would be living in the houses that were by a chotzer, they had to join and all be considered living in one house, and therefore had to be placed in a makum dira, in a place where people would stay. A beishar, we're going to see, is not a makum dira. Achsadra, or if they would place it in Achsadra, which is like a patio. It was an area that was open, so it didn't have mechitzas around it, and had a ceiling on top. I think it's also called a portico. Umar Peses, or a balcony. Eino Erev. All these cases are not an Erev, because these are not considered Beis Dira. These are common areas, and people don't usually live in these places. Therefore, it's not a good Erev. Vadarsham, and if a person is living there, Eino Oyser Olav. He therefore would not have to contribute any bread, the Rav explains, because this is not considered a place of dira, and he wouldn't aser the Baal HaChotzer. Bebeis HaTevin uBebeis HaBakor uBebeis HaEitzim uBebeis HaYitzaras. However, if the Erev is placed in a storehouse for grain, or a Beis HaBakor, a storehouse for cattle, Beis HaEitzim for wood, Beis HaYitzaras, or a general storehouse for other things, Harei Ze Erev. These places are considered a Makum Dira, and therefore it is a good Erev. Vadarshom, and if the Baal HaChotzer has somebody else living in this, let's say he lives in a Beis HaEitzim, he lives in a wood storehouse, Oyser Olav. He would aser the owner of the Chotzer to carry within his own Chotzer, because they share the Chotzer, and he's now sharing the Chotzer with a person that is staying in the Beis HaEitzim, or any of these other cases. The Rav says that even if the owner sort of lent out the place, the guy's not even paying for him. The guy's just staying there. He's letting him use his woodshed. He's still going to ask for the Baal Bayis. Not sure why that's not considered a guest, because a guest is not considered a separate person, Lagabe Ervin. Nevertheless, that's what the Rav says, and he would ask for it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im yesh sham tfisas yad shel Baal Bayis. Rabbi Yehuda says that if in, for example, any of these sheds, let's say the woodshed, the owner has rights of possession, meaning he leaves something in the woodshed, or for example, in the Beis HaOitzer, he leaves something there. And a dafka, by the way, has to be something that's like muksa, that the guy that's sleeping there can't move. So he leaves something there that sort of shows his ownership of the place. Einu oyser lov. In this case, since, and the Rav goes out of his way to explain this, that we're dealing with specifically where there's one owner of a chotzer, and he lends out one of the places, let's say his Beis HaYitzaros, his storehouse, and he leaves in the Beis HaYitzaros, let's say a lawnmower. So since he has tfisas yad, the guy can't move the lawnmower, it's considered that he still has basic rights to that storehouse. And in that case, the person that's staying in the storehouse will not aser the owner to carry from his house to the chotzer, because he really is the one that owns both houses, the Baal HaBayis. This specifically is a case only when there's one guy who's lending out or giving out one other place that he has a tefisas yad. However, the Rav explains, if there were more than one people, let's say he had a lot of people in the chotzer, and now one guy from the chotzer lends out his Beis HaEitzim or Beis HaYitzaros, even if he has a tefisas yad, when you have other people involved, we're not going to be makel with this kula, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the person that's staying in this Beis HaOitzer or Beis HaEitzim, v'chulu, he's going to need to be included in the Erev. And if he doesn't, he would aser everybody as well. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda.